the Dating While Adulting podcast, the greatest podcast ever made, if we may say so ourselves. Go to datingwhileadulting.com for access to everything related to the podcast. That's our Twitter, our YouTube, blog, information about the hosts, etc. So with all that being said, let's get to the conversation. Welcome, decent people. Thank you for coming back and all of that good stuff, like I always say. You know, let me just jump right into things. I tell you what, man, this getting older thing is funny to me for a bunch of different reasons. And as you all know, I talk to quite a few people on a regular basis. And the reason for it is because I really do love talking to people. Human nature is something that truly does fascinate me for some strange reason. Actually, is part of why me and Reggie, yes, that Reggie, started this whole thing. And when I mentioned that I love talking to people, that includes like women and men. So I don't discriminate or anything like that. I don't, you know, it is what it is. And it's funny to hear them both pretty much say the same things about each other. And today, let's get into one of those things that interests me. And the thing that interests me today is sex, not just today, but any day. But that's neither here nor there. The perception, and this isn't about whether the perception is right or wrong. I'm not even getting into that. Maybe I will one day, or probably not. It's not even worth the time, or at least it isn't right now. But the perception of guys from women is that we're all sex crazed, willing to stick our dicks into anything at any time. The wind blows and we get stiff as a board, and that's the reason that we cheat, yada, yada, yada. And the perception of women is that sex is cool and all, but they're not pressed. Every blue moon, they might want it, but not consistently. And that's especially the case after marriage, where sex just basically goes to die. Or at least that's what guys say. So, you know, it's like part of a woman's job from a man's perspective is to find ways not to have sex with their significant others. And let me just say that these generalizations apply to the demo of the podcast. I'm speaking about the demographic of this podcast and the demographic of that of this podcast. For people that don't know, we're talking about people that kind of start in their 40s and grow from there. Now, with all of that said, all listeners are welcome. And I remind you all to tell 50 friends to tell 50 friends. So if you're 20 and you find something in this, hey, keep listening. And tell 20 friends to tell 20 friends, or 50 friends to tell 50 friends, or whatever. 30, same thing. Teens might be a little weird, but let's just start from the 20s. But the demographic, the most people that listen to this, they're usually in the 40 and over crowd. So when I talk about these generalizations and the things that women say about men and men say about women, we're talking about women and men in their 40s talking about other men and women in their 40s. So generalizations, not always true, but they are based on something. So we're just going to go with that for the interest of this little monologue that I'm going on. So what's interesting, though, is that I've been speaking to quite a few women that have been eager to debunk the generalization, those things that I said apply to them that guys have told me. So from their side of the street, all of that stuff that I said is ridiculous to them and just basically not true. Like a while ago, it's funny, and I can speak to that from personal perspective. I had met a woman online once, and this is back in the day. Well, not too far back in the day, but was it this year? Anyway, who cares when it was? And it's funny because in the course of the communication, I asked her what she's looking for in a man. And what's interesting about it is for the online daters out there, for people that have done the online dating thing, you find that there are a lot of people that say the same things over and over again. And I think that's whether you're a woman looking for a man or a man looking for a woman. It might even be the same if you're same sex looking for same sex. But if you're out there enough, you see and hear people saying the same things over and over again. And that's part of the frustration in online dating. But what's funny is, to kind of combat that, I have a thing, or at least I had a thing, where I would ask a woman like, hey, What are you looking for in a man? And then I would preface it by saying, you're not allowed to say the things that all women say, which is you want a protector, a provider, you want somebody honest and trustworthy and loyal and all of that stuff. All of that stuff is a given. So you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say anything that is typical from someone in what they would say. And her response, it kind of surprised me, and it made me laugh, actually, because the very first thing she said, and to her credit, it wasn't the only thing that she said. So I don't want to make her seem like she was some kind of like just super freak. She might have been. Who knows? I never met her. Anyway, but she had a list of things. But the very first thing she mentioned was that she wanted a man that was able to have sex consistently. And I'm actually cleaning up what she actually said because it was a little bit more graphic and a lot more funny, but I think you get the gist of it. And that led me to think of conversations that I had had with female friends of mine. And they routinely tell me about guys and their issues, guys having issues with not being able to get it up and to keep it up. And most of the time, those issues stem from some kind of health problem. And that's why this episode speaks to the demographic of this podcast. You get older, health issues. Anyway, I've spoken to so many women that complain about not getting enough sex. And so much of the reasoning comes down to things like diabetes, high blood pressure, or some other issue that directly impacts your dick. And obviously when I'm talking about diabetes, high blood pressure, as it pertains to men, as if you didn't pick that up when I mentioned a dick. But yeah, so a lot of it stems from that, especially as we get older. I hear more women say that they have sex as much as men claim to want sex if they actually could. But from a woman's perspective, you know, they have safety concerns and other crazy concerns that prevent them from having as much sex as they would like to have. And let me be clear, when I say safety concern, I mean, when I say crazy concerns, I don't mean that their concerns are crazy. I'm saying that their concern, I'm sorry, I got something in my eye. I'm saying that they're concerned that the guy or guys that they're sleeping with might literally, legitimately be crazy. And I think that's fair, especially when you point back to the safety concern, because when you deal with a crazy man who is usually bigger than you and stronger than you, yeah, you probably need to take steps to make sure that he's not insane. So I can't even knock a woman for that. And it's funny because I've had quite a few women tell me over the years that they know if they was, this pollen and stuff. I tell you what. Anyway, I've had quite a few women tell me over the years that they know if they'll sleep with a guy pretty quickly after meeting them. I've heard this for years, decades even. The time that it takes for the sex to actually happen is just time spent waiting to see if the guy can keep from doing or saying something stupid, basically. And then once they kind of cross that hurdle and they realize that the guy isn't going to say or do anything stupid, and they're in the clear from all of that other stuff, then it's a matter of how soon or how long it takes for the guy to make a move. Now, on a side note, that part can be confusing to a guy, because even if the woman would sleep with you, you know, if you move too soon, it can turn her off. But if you wait too long, it can turn her off. And as someone personally who's been guilty of both moving too soon and taking too long, I can't help you out with that one, fellas. Some guys are masterful at it, and some guys are just like bulldozers. Like, I'm going to do it my way, and if she's receptive to it, cool. If she's not, she's a bitch. So whatever, man. But the point in all of that is that the women have made the decision of what ultimately they want to happen, you know, and then it's just a matter of everything else falling into place. Okay. So women are complaining about guys not being able to perform. And it seems pretty plausible, you know? It's well known that women peak sexually later than men. I don't think there's any debate about that. One of the few things that men and women won't debate about, because that's backed by actual science. So that's one thing. It's also well known scientifically that as men age, we lose testosterone, and that affects how we perform, sexually included, amongst many other things. The other thing, and this speaks to what I always lecture about these podcasts, is that men aren't taking care of themselves as they should as they get older. And notice I am saying they, even though I am a man, and that is because I'm doing my part. I'm not putting myself out there that I'm not putting myself out there like that. I go to the doctor. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. This isn't about me. Kind of is. But anyway. Yeah. So, you know, and I can't even front, you know, you go outside and you go to, you know, a concert or something, old school concert, or New Edition just came here not too long ago. And I tell you what, it's a whole lot of pot bellies out there in the crowd. And I'm talking about the fellas. Hey, fellas, don't jump down my throat. I mean, like I said in a previous episode, I think in the last episode, women complain when I get on them. Men complain when I get on them. Everybody's mad at me. But hey, it is what it is. Must mean I'm doing a decent job. But yeah, I see a whole lot of pot bellies on the fellas out there. And guys also still had these same crazy issues with going to the doctor. I tell you what, I don't know if it's some kind of machismo or whatever it is, but yeah, guys basically will not go to the doctor unless they pass out, and then they go to the doctor when their wives or significant others or somebody calls the doctor and has them transported there. They're not going and making an appointment themselves or whatever. But that's another generalization. Like I said, I don't fall into that. So that proves that it's a generalization. And fortunately, more and more men are kind of understanding what they need to do, but not enough. And even while a case can be made that women aren't taking care of themselves either as they should, as it pertains to just sex and this issue, what we're talking about right now, it affects the fellas more. I think there's no debate about that, because getting an erection is about healthy blood flow. And notice the key word in that statement, which is healthy blood flow. Women don't have to get erections, obviously. So they don't have those concerns, obviously. So they're exempt. So when talking about the health issues that they have, it affects them in different ways. But when talking about the act of sex and men, what we have to do in terms of our part, yeah. Need to take care of that, buddy. So if you're a woman and you want sex, you have to find a physical attraction that's at least tolerable. You have to make sure that the dude is not insane and will kill you. Then once you get past those two hurdles, you have to make sure that his size is adequate. Then you have to do a health check to make sure that he doesn't have any STDs. And then you have to make sure that while he has adequate size, that he is healthy enough to use his adequate size and perform consistently the way that you would want him to. Wow. And even with all the Viagras and all of that stuff, it doesn't even matter, because some guys aren't even healthy enough to take those. So that's not even a solution. Whew. I'm sorry, ladies. That's a lot. That's a lot. But I guess it says that if you find a healthy guy that's not crazy, maybe you should be a little less critical of some other things when assessing that dude, you know? And also, you can help him out with the whole too soon versus waiting too long issue. You know, y'all can be kind of confusing on that. And like I said, I know that personally, having gotten flack for waiting too late and not waiting long enough. So, hey, it's hard out here. But in this case, for the purposes of this episode, it's hard out there for the ladies. Or I guess I should say, it's not hard enough out there for the ladies. I'm out of here. That's all I wanted to say. Reggie, you got something to say to the people? Nope, Reggie doesn't. So with all of that said, thank you all for stopping by once again. Like I said last time, I'm going to try to get these up a little bit more frequently. And technically I have. I mean, hadn't been a full month yet, so don't knock my hustle. I'm trying to live my life. Leave me alone. Thanks. Bye.